Welcome back to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. You are listening to KRUU FM 100.1 on your FM dial and on the internet everywhere. You can email us at mentalhealthmatters@kruufm.com. You could also email me directly if there's something you need of me. This is scott@ardentcenter.com. And I run the Ardent Counseling Center. I am a marriage and family therapist, an educational psychologist, a counselor. I run the Ardent Counseling Center, the Ardent Community Wellness Center, the Fairfield and Jefferson County Mental Health Association, which everybody should become part of. I'm on the board there, and all kinds of other things. And I really encourage you to get involved. One of the best things you could do for your mental health, for anybody's mental health, is to do something to make a difference in the world, to come back to having a purpose in your life. Today, we are continuing our series, and yes, we will shift our series here soon, but right now we're continuing with our series on PTSD in Africa, and we're talking to a wonderful gentleman from Kenya, Solomon. Hi, Solomon. Why don't you say hi to everyone?
Hi.
Hi, Solomon. So, you're calling from Kenya this morning, and you're going to tell us about who you are and what's life like in Kenya.
Yes. My name is Solomon, as you heard, Solomon Mwangi, and I am a teacher of Transcendental Meditation for many years. More than 30 years. And so we've been teaching TM here in Kenya for all those years and in other countries in East Africa. And recently, a few years ago, David Shapiro, who is president of PTSD Relief now organization in the USA, got in touch with us, and he told us about the research which has been done in the field of PTSD and Transcendental Meditation. And he asked us if we have cases of PTSD, people living with PTSD in Kenya, and so that they could see how they could help by providing assistance for teaching TM to 1 million Africans. And so we got in touch with a group in the Maasai area of Kenya, where they have had tribal conflicts with other tribes in the area. 10 years ago, for 5 years there was a lot of conflict, and this was the result of cattle rustling. And what happens is when there is cattle rustling from one group, one tribe comes and steals cattle from the other tribe, and then there's retaliation from the other tribe. So there's this kind of fighting went on for 5 years, and a lot of people lost their lives. And so the families, are living with stress. Even after the conflict was sorted 5 years ago, people have been living with that stress, which, as you know, becomes kind of a disorder, PTSD.
Mm.
And so we went to this area to see how we can assist them. And obviously, the easiest way would be to get most people to hear about what we are teaching would be through the schools, because that's where they congregate. And so we have introduced this program in two schools with a total of 1,500 people.
And why would, back up for a second here. So the Maasai warriors, their tradition is that it's a natural thing for them to steal cattle from the other tribes. Only it's sort of gotten out of hand and it's become incredibly violent. Can you explain what their culture is like, why they would do such a thing, and how this gets out of hand, and how something like meditation would possibly help something like that?
Well, yes, I'm not very clear with the story, how it got so out of hand, but it just so happened that the stories we had were that there was the cattle rustling, and you know, when you look at the people there, they seem like just normal people. They don't look like they're going through anything like stress. But when you hear the stories of what they're going through, you know that they're just kind of hiding it.
Well, what kind of stories? What stories do you hear?
Well, you know, there was someone who was telling us that that's the only thing that they own is cattle. That's their money. That's their life. And then he wakes up in the morning and he finds all his cattle are gone. And, you know, that is a very big shock, very big stress for him. And so, you know, then he gets his tribesmen and they go looking after the people who have stolen the cattle. It becomes violent. People are killed. And the way that TM has helped is that when we have taught these people to meditate, within just 1 or 2 months, they start telling you about how they are feeling less angry, how they are able to, because when they are angry and when they are stressed, even their relationship with their family and with other people is also very strained. So as soon as they start to meditate, within about a month, you start hearing about the relief they have got. We've had people telling us that, "You have really saved my life. You have not come at the time when you came to bring us this release. I don't think I would be alive today. I was drinking a lot. They have cheap brew, which is dangerous. It's not made in a very hygienic way.
They're alcohol.
A lot of people die from that kind of drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And this gentleman says that I don't have any urge to drink, and the relationship with my wife and my family has improved a great deal.
So
these are the kinds of stories we are getting from the area.
What I find fascinating is, so you have these Maasai warriors that are going back and forth, stealing each other's cattle, and it's gotten way out of hand, and it's gotten violent. So now they learn to meditate and they're less stressed. How does that help with the cattle? How does that help with the fact that they now have no money because they have no cattle and so they might starve?
No, the thing is that the cattle rustling is not going on so much now. There's a little bit of it. But it's just that the effect of people waking up and finding their cattle gone, and then the fighting 5 years ago has, stayed, the effect, the stress has stayed with the people. And what they are, you know, when they are stressed, then they go into drinking and all that kind of thing.
Ah, if they're not drinking,
by the practice.
So if they're not drinking so much and they're not so stressed, they don't go retaliation and try and steal more cattle and make things even worse. The back and forth stops because they don't feel the need to be so angry and hurt, lash back out. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And also, the thing is that when they are this angry, even on the family unit level, then they're having stress, they're having problems. And we have taught students in the schools, and what they tell us is that since they started to meditate, their relationships at home with the parents has really become, more mellow, more happy. Everyone is reporting more happiness. We got them to fill some tests, the PTSD kind of forms, and they all report. The one thing that they have reported that is happening in their life is, I feel more happy. I feel less angry. I feel it makes TM helps me not to fight with my friends in school and to love my family, to love my parents. So this is something that is happening after the fact.
What's so fascinating about it is, you know, you have this meditation technique, this relaxation and recentering, and however you want to describe transcendental meditation. I'll let you describe that in a moment. But what's so fascinating is you have an individual meditation technique, but it's having sociological implications. By the way, you're listening to KRUU FM 100.1 on your FM dial. This is Mental Health Matters. And today we're talking to the wonderful Solomon from Kenya, talking about PTSD in Kenya and PTSD relief in Kenya. And by the way, everyone could go to the PTSD relief website to get more information on this incredible group that is just doing just magical things to change the world. And again, what's so fascinating about it is that what you're having is not just individuals being happier or less stressed, but you're actually having sociological ramifications, not just within the family, but within the culture, because people are less stressed. And I think people often don't get that. By the way, the website for PTSD relief is www.ptsdreliefnow.org. That's ptsdreliefnow.org. If you want to find out more information, to sponsor some of this wonderful work, or just to find out some more what's going on in some of these stories, and to actually listen to some of these stories. I've actually gone to the website, and there are some really incredible stories on there. Anyways, this is Dr. Scott Terry. I am head of the Art and Counseling Center and a number of organizations, and I am a licensed counselor here in Fairfield, Iowa, and throughout Chicagoland, where I run the Art and Counseling Center. Anyways, what I want to get back to you, Solomon, is if you notice that by doing this individual technique, that it really has implications for the society.
Yes, it does. It does, it has effect on two levels. First of all, is that the individual gaining the benefits of having less stress, then their behavior becomes more harmonious automatically. And that is whether they are at home or in school. We see one of the teachers who was in one of these schools, that he used to be so angry that when the kids do something wrong, and he's punishing them, he's caning them with, he said he used to do it with venom. But now, these days when he's practiced TM and he's feeling much better, then he's doing it with love. And this has the kids also reciprocating, because they're also meditating, and they love their teachers more. So the kind of vicious cycle of stress, that because I'm stressed, I spread the stress, and it gets back to me from my victims, is becoming less. We are breaking that vicious cycle.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then there's when they do it together in a group, because like one of the schools, they are all doing it together in the morning and in the evening, for just a few minutes, like 12 minutes. Then everyone coming into the school, even us when we visit the school, we feel like there's a kind of a feeling of gentleness, silence, and love in the air.
And so PTSD itself, I just keep coming back to this point. That it really does have implications for so many people. So dealing with your, and if you think about, for instance, veterans coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan into the States, it doesn't just have implications for that veteran. It has implications for that family and for that larger community that supports and that family lives in. So the friends and family members of that family are then affected very much by that. And that's just one incident of one individual here, for instance, in the States, where there's a lot of support. Imagine in Africa, where there isn't as much support, and where there's been these cycles of violence, regardless of how it's come, regardless of how you define PTSD for that individual, where they're having flashbacks and experiences where they can't sleep. PTSD is so dramatically influencing their life. But just because they could get some relief, then the family members of that person starts changing. And because they could start changing and that family member isn't drinking anymore to resolve that, that they could start earning income again and start doing, being productive. And the family unit becomes more solid, and therefore the community starts becoming more solid. Is there another way you describe all this, Solomon?
No, you do it very well. But as you say that just one individual living with PTSD affects a lot of people around them. And here we have, I think in Africa, it has been estimated that about a quarter of us are living with PTSD. So in this area where there is concentration of conflict at some point, then the percentage is even much higher. So you can imagine the kind of life that they are leading. And the effect of PM that we have seen, and those who have learned it have seen, the word has gone around in the community and even beyond the community. We are near the border of Tanzania. And even in Tanzania, now we have people who are waiting for us to go and help them with PTSD because they've had, in the last 5 years, trying different methods to heal from the wounds of the conflict, or the trauma that they've gone through. And now their friends who have already learned PM, they are telling them that, no, this is different. And, so there's a lot of demand now for us to go, and teach lots of groups there in schools. And even in Nairobi, we have some schools in the slums where the life has been very difficult. And there are two schools that had introduced some form of meditation. We do not know what form of meditation. But the sponsor, who is an American guy, has gone back to the U.S., and he was a long-term meditator in this other form of meditation, and now he has learned to meditate TM 3 weeks ago, and he's felt so different from the experiences he had all those years from the other meditation. I think he came to Iowa and met some of the scientists there, and they showed him the research that has been done on the brain and all that. And now he insists that we should go into these slums in Nairobi and change the system of meditation from what they were doing before to TM.
And you're finding that it really does, the specific technique of transcendental meditation really does have this kind of impact for the individual, and that there's a real demand for it. But I also think what's fascinating is how it really can, again, you could almost think of it as like dropping a rock in a pond. And that individual then has influence and implications for the society around him. But as the society around him changes, then that individual then changes. And then it goes back and forth. But what's also fascinating is when you start saying, okay, they've done another meditation, and maybe that was a useful tool, but it didn't have the effectiveness that they wanted. So now there's a larger demand for the transcendental meditation because they're finding it a more of effective tool. And by the way, you're listening to Mental Health Matters at KRUU FM 100.1 on the FM dial, archived. All the shows are archived and on the internet. You could also reach them on my website that I'm starting to put, my YouTube channel, all that kind of stuff. But and we're going to have a Facebook page as well for Mental Health Matters. If there's any shows that you'd like, we're going to be finishing up our PTSD series soon. Please email us at mentalhealthmatters@kruufm, or you could email me directly, scott@ardentcenter.com. Ardent is A-R-D-E-N-T. scott@ardentcenter.com if you need to. Otherwise, feel free to contact us. We broadcast Tuesday nights here in Iowa at 6:30 and rebroadcast 12:30 on Thursday afternoons. And like I said, we're archived. But Solomon, so they did this other technique, and now they're wanting transcendental meditation. And do you personally notice anything different with these people when they learn?
No, we just this request we got this week, and we are going to visit the schools tomorrow, so we have not personally experienced the changes. We'll see that in the coming months.
Ah, yes. So, but for other people that you have taught there who have gone through, even very poor people with very little means. And this is why it's good to support this organization, PTSDReliefNow.org. Please go to their website. You know, we're not sponsoring them, but we're saying just find out more information. It's really a fascinating subject. But people,
the thing is that people we are teaching now in these areas, they don't pay anything. They're very poor people. And in fact, the kind of lifestyle that is there in these Maasai schools and Kuria schools is that the children do not come to just get up and go to school. When they get up very early, around 4 o'clock. The boys have to take the cows to the grazing fields before they prepare to go to school. The girls have to go and fetch water. And then after school, they have to go and bring back the cows, and the girls have to go and get some more water. And so these are very, very poor areas of Kenya.
And when you say...
To get there, it's a very remote place. To get there, you know, it takes us 8-9 hours from Nairobi. So it's a very expensive venture.
And when you say... Just something simple to understand. So when you say girls go fetch water, they're not going to the sink to fetch water. They're going down the road quite a bit. They're not just going to let the cows out into the backyard, so to speak, in a fenced-in yard. It's quite an adventure. There's a lot of hard work.
Yes.
And that there's
The girls carrying water, you know, with jerry cans on their head, and on their back they are carrying firewood. And, you know, like 3 months ago, it was really very bad because the rivers had actually dried because of the drought, and they had to go very, very long distances.
How long?
Some even 10 kilometers to get water.
10 kilometers... To then go get water and then with a bucket on your head, come back.
Yeah, jerry can. We call it a big jerry can. It's a gallon. A big gallon.
And for a little girl, that's quite a lot of weight.
Yes, it's a lot of weight, and they do it on their head.
Ah. And so, again, the learning to meditate obviously does not help the drought. But it does help the stress that they're under and being able to survive psychologically with the experiences that they're having. Is that what you're finding?
Yes. Well, now the rains are there, but they're still fetching water. And as I said, I just looked at the forms they filled to see, to show that the benefits that they got, and everyone, without exception, is feeling more happy. They're feeling less stressed. They are doing a little better in school, and they are able to. In fact, the teachers tell us that they don't have to repeat themselves many times for the children to understand what they are teaching. These days, the children are understanding very, very easily.
So they're able to focus.
It's much easier.
Yeah, and that's what we find.
Focus, yes.
And that's what I certainly find with people, everybody, just regardless of PTSD or not, is that by learning to meditate, you're able to focus better. You're able to clear your mind. There's less anxiety, less depression, less secondary effects of, let's say, attention deficit disorder. So somebody can actually focus more and not have the distress in the way, so they can actually get to whatever their condition is or what's going on with them. And that's in just, you know, in the middle of the U.S. So, you know, it's fascinating to hear. It's not just big war-torn areas. It's just day-to-day poverty and having a life that you could actually live, of a life with purpose and meaning. Solomon?
Yes.
So,
exactly.
is there a story that you'd like to sum up with, or something you'd like to say?
Well, it's just that it's, you know, really fulfilling for us to see these changes that the kids and the teachers in the schools go through, the elders in the, you know, who have been living with stress. They just tell us that these days, you know, when they are in the field and they take time out and do their meditation under a tree, and that they are not having the stresses that they were having before. So it's really very fulfilling for us, and we would like to teach many, many more people in this area, which is very receptive, understandably, because of what they have been going through.
And do you, this must be personally so fulfilling for you to see people change like this because of what you do.
Sorry?
This must be very fulfilling for you. Do you notice, how does it affect your life just noticing people getting better?
Oh, yes, it's very, very fulfilling. It's very, very fulfilling, and we want to do whatever, you know, whatever we can give to these people, we want to give it to them. And as I said, you know, you should just see the pictures of some of these areas, very, very poor. Some kids are learning under trees, some without desks, without books. And, you know, it has given me a different perspective of our country here, because our country is very diverse. It has very affluent places, and also we've seen it now, that it has very, very poor people. And we are just very happy that through PTSD Relief Organization, we are able to also take them this gift of freeing themselves from stress.
Well, thank you, Solomon. This was Mental Health Matters, talking to Solomon from Kenya about PTSD Relief Now's .org's wonderful work there. Thank you, Solomon. Have a great day and keep up the great work. Make a difference in the world. Bye.
Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.